Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on with a message I've entitled The Prince of Peace, talking about Jesus. Isaiah talks about Him as the Prince of Peace, wonderful Counselor, none like Him. Yesterday, as I brought the broadcast to a close, I was reading some excerpts from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, which says that the Father looked down from heaven and was pleased to crush Jesus, putting Him to grief, that He would render to Himself a guilt offering. You see, God is love, but also He is just. And there can be no peace without true justice. Jesus was willing to offer Himself as a guilt offering for the sins of mankind. And here we see righteousness and truth meeting together. Yesterday I had shared a portion of Psalm 85, mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, that's Jesus who is the way, the truth, and the life, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. So righteousness and truth are meeting together in Jesus. That beautiful passage found in the 9th chapter of Isaiah, frequently quoted at this time of year on Christmas cards, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder." How wonderful that will be when He returns to earth, and wars shall cease, and there shall be no violence. They shall not hurt or destroy in all My holy mountain, the Lord says. And His name, continuing on with verse 6, His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Bible tells us that in the end times, men will cry out for peace, yet there will be no peace. Why, if man wants peace more than anything else on earth, why can't he have it? Well, let's follow this train of thought. Let's look at Psalm 89, verse 14. The Word declares, "Justice and judgment are the habitation of Thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before Thy face." So, what do we understand about mankind? The unsaved man, the natural man, man without God, tries to seek peace, but without justice. They want an absence of conflict, but they're not wanting justice according to the standards of righteousness. And God is eternally righteous. He has standards that are inflexible. There's no darkness, no shadow of turning in Him. And so God seeks peace for mankind, but man will seek peace, wanting to seek peace, an absence of conflict, an end of conflict, without righteousness. So think about this, beloved. There can be no peace until justice and righteousness have been established. That's why when Jesus comes, there will be 1,000 years of peace on the earth as He rules in His millennial kingdom, because He is the Prince of Peace. There will be justice. There will be righteousness. And that only comes from the throne of God, the government which shall be upon His shoulder. God's government, which brings peace to those who receive it, think about this. It comes from righteousness and justice. We often don't think of this related to one another, but when you really meditate and consider it, there can be no peace, because if there is injustice, if there's unrighteousness, if there's sin, that is the very opposite, that is foreign to the very nature and character of God. So what is the very foundation of the throne of God? It's justice and righteousness. Now, that's true in terms of the peace we desire personally as well as in the world. Nation will no longer rise against nation in the kingdom of God. Wars will cease. They'll bleed their plowshares into pruning hooks. There will be universal peace. And the amazing thing is that when mankind experiences true peace, true justice, true righteousness, at the end of that 1,000 years, Satan will be loose, the deceiver, our adversary, the foe, and there will be some with him that will actually rebel against the rule and reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is justice, can we say? It's the establishing of God's moral character in judgment. Justice. What is justice? We always want to see justice done in our lives in behalf of others who've been wronged and harmed. Well, it's God's standards, his moral character, if you will, in judgment. God will judge with equity. He's a fair God. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the heart of man. There's not a word in my tongue, David said, but O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me before and behind. Thou hast laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. If I ascend to heaven, if I make my bed in hell, even there, thy hand shall lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. Praise God. This is the God that we served. So without justice, there is no peace. That's why Jesus did what he did. Our God will vindicate. Let me share a few scriptures out of Psalm 75, verses 2 to 8. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. It's the Lord speaking. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillows of it. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. For God is judge. This puts things in perspective, doesn't it? That word promotion could be translated success. Success doesn't come from any direction on the earth. God is the judge, and he is the one who, verse 7, putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. And he poureth out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. And then the psalm concludes. In fact, actually, this whole section was speaking of what God was going to do. It begins the psalm with, unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. And then the psalmist goes back in speaking in the first person, but I will declare forever, I will sing praise to the God of Jacob. And this is the final estimation. All the horns of the wicked, the power of the wicked, the influence of the wicked also will I cut off. This is the Lord speaking, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are created, beloved, in the image of God. Something in us just doesn't remain still. We can't be quiet. We can't be at peace, truly, until justice is satisfied. Wars between people and nations started because of a sense of inequity, a sense of injustice. And if there is injustice that you've experienced in your own life, if you've been unfairly treated, it affects your peace, doesn't it? You have to go to the Lord and ask God to bring his peace back. The throne that establishes peace will bring forth equity, justice. He is going to vindicate his people. He will give every man his due. God will judge. God will vindicate. We can carry the peace of justice with us. So if any of you are in turmoil right now, you've upset about something that's happened, God will vindicate you. The justice and mercy of God will give us peace. God's moral character will vindicate and give a peace that passes all understanding. And when we say His throne is established upon righteousness, we're saying God is right and will do right in every situation. He never changes. His justice is based upon His very nature, and we can always trust Him to do right. And when we do that, when we have faith and trust in Him, beloved, that will give us peace. The peace that comes from the very Prince of Peace. A final passage I'd like to share with you is found in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 13 following. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh, through His death, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain, Jews and Gentiles, one new man, so making peace, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof. And He came and preached peace to you who were far off and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time we've been able to share together. And I pray, Lord, for everyone who has been troubled or concerned about relationships, things that have happened that have destroyed their peace. Father, I pray for that peace that passes all understanding, that You are our God who vindicates and You will do right. You will establish justice in the earth and in our lives. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Beloved, I pray that whatever Your plans are for this Christmas holiday, that you will be blessed, you will experience God's presence, and you will rejoice in the Prince of Peace who came to be our Savior. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.